Utah's growing tech companies and other businesses located on the Wasatch Front are getting a lot of attention, but it's the rural areas that help diversify Utah's economy. Rebecca Dilge, the Rural Community Outreach Manager for the Governor's Office of Economic Development, is working to provide broadband coverage for Utah's rural communities.
It's almost like saying, why was the phone important back in the 1930s to the rural communities? It's communication, and it's not only nationwide, it's global. We're able to have employees, people can live in rural communities where they can stay with their families, they can stay on their farms, and yet they can still have a remote job where they're connected with companies on the Wasatch Front.
Ginger Chin, the managing director of Urban and Rural Business Services for GoEd, says their team is working with lawmakers on legislation such as House Bill 390, Rural Economic Development Incentives.
Pulling jobs off the Wasatch Front into our rural areas, so allowing people to work remotely. If there are opportunities for companies to have some rural presence, we're encouraging that and working collectively with our stakeholders on making that a reality.
Building Utah's rural economies is part of the governor's 25K jobs initiative, which aims to add 25,000 additional jobs in rural Utah counties by 2020. Chin says it's important not to put all the eggs in one basket. A diverse landscape of economic growth is critical for Utah's future.
There's so many of our economic clusters that it's so important that we spend equal time on the diversity.
Both Dilge and Chin are working with each of the counties in Utah to grow their local economies. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Bronson Tykert.